Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, told reporters Thursday that U.S. troops stationed at Al Takadim Air Base in Anbar could be a model for additional hubs in Iraq, where American military personnel train, assist, and advise Iraqi forces. When asked about additional bases, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Thursday there are no immediate or specific plans to add U.S. troops to Iraq, and that Dempsey's comments simply reflect his role in long-term and contingency planning. The spokesman noted that if President Obama's military advisors did recommend opening another facility, it would reflect the fact that ongoing training efforts of Iraqi forces have been, quote, useful.
Rather than being evidence of mission creep, it would be evidence of some progress in the ongoing mission to support the Iraqis as they take the fight to ISIL on the ground in their own country.
Earnest responded to broader concerns of mission creep by noting the stark difference of the U.S. military presence in Iraq when President Obama took office in 2009 compared to the current mission in that country.
There's a significant difference between 150,000 troops in a combat role and 3,500 U.S. troops in roles not in a combat role, in a variety of other roles.
The 3,500 U.S. military personnel in Iraq include the 450 troops going to Anbar to train, advise, and assist Iraqi forces, particularly Sunni tribal fighters in the fight to retake the provincial capital Ramadi from Islamic State militants. Brookings Institution senior fellow Michael O'Hanlon says sending additional U.S. forces to Iraq is a good move, but not enough.
Overall, I'm a little concerned about the Obama administration's incrementalist approach, which I think concedes too much initiative to the enemy and also is somewhat too leisurely and slow.
Criticism echoed by others as the president struggles with a fight that he himself concedes is not a short-term proposition. Arup Pandey, VOA News, The White House.